Easter, we celebrate the love God expressed in Christ. While we were yet sinners and separated from God, the Creator took the form of His creation, living a blameless life that we should have lived, and dying the painful death we should have died. Jesus' lifeless body was sealed inside a borrowed tomb. On the third day, God raised him from the dead to demonstrate his power over sin, death, and hell. And he adopted each of us into his family now and forevermore. Jesus is our Redeemer. Couldn't God have come up with a plan to redeem humanity that didn't require the death of his son? Not really. Because only a perfect sacrifice could have perfectly atoned for our sins. We were spiritually bankrupt. We could never have earned enough to repay our debt. There was literally no one else in the universe whose goodness was good enough except God's own son.
Bear our
So Jesus set his face toward Jerusalem. Only days after being worshipped by the multitudes, he is betrayed by a disciple, taken into custody. And after a sham of a trial, his own countrymen call for his blood. And a Roman governor grants it. Beaten and scourged, mocked and spat upon, Jesus carries his cross until he can bear it no more. And on a skull-shaped hill outside the city gates, greatest injustice in the history of humanity takes place. Sinless Son of God is nailed to a cross and raised in the air. And a cruel crown of thorns is piercing on his brow of the creation's king.
Payment for my debt.
27 through 60. Matthew's Gospel tells us that a few hours after Jesus died, and as the evening approached, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who had himself become a disciple of Jesus. Going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body, and Pilate ordered it to be given to him. Jesus took the body, Joseph took the body, wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, and placed it in his own new tomb that he had cut out of the rock. He rolled a big stone in front of the entrance to the tomb and went away. And then from Luke 24:1-5, Luke picks up the story of the gospel a few days later. And on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, and when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And while they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. And in their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen." Over the next 40 days, Jesus appears to more than 500 of his followers, showing them and us he was and is risen from the dead. He shares final words about his Father's kingdom and commissions them to make disciples throughout the whole world. Then, before their very eyes, he is taken up into heaven.
Christ has risen from the dead, we too shall rise.
Because Christ has overcome sin and death and hell, we too shall overcome. Because Jesus lives, we have life, and life more abundant.